Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Lamed Vav. We are on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Itmar. Hopefully there's a daf P'i and Shir up from last night related to the topic of Pilegesh, which we discussed a couple of days ago. It came up when the Gemara spoke about Yud. We spoke about Pilegesh, which is the other quasi-ishus that comes up in Halacha. Okay, so we are on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, Itmar. Says the Gemara, we are in the topic of who is believed to say that a Bechor got a mum in the natural memela type of way, and it wasn't inflicted by somebody. So Kohanim are less believed than Yisraelim, as we just saw, that Yisraelim are believed on their Safik Bechor, even though Kohanim are not believed on their Vadai Bechor. That's what we just said yesterday, right before we finish. So Idmar, Rav Nachman, Amar Halacha, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Halacha is like Shimon ben Gamliel, who said earlier in the Brisa that one could believe anybody else, even a son or a daughter. Rava Amar Halacha, Rav Yossi. And Rava said, no, Halacha is like Rav Yossi, that if anybody is related to you, any family member, ain me'idin alav, not me'id, because they also have a vested interest, they might lie for you. Like the Gemara says in Baba Basra in one place, Moshe v'Aaron, Moshe and Aaron are going to lie? No, but when they are brothers, they're krovim, and therefore we don't allow them to testify, right? Period. So here, family, we also don't allow them to testify. Here, it might be because of achshash mashaker, but either way, krovim are excluded. Ask the Gemara, mi amar Rava hachi? Did Rava really say this, that all krovim are excluded? Right, and meaning is a very machmir shita in terms of ne'emanus. Rabbi Yossi says even 10 people, if they are b'nei abayis, they're not believed. V'ha'amar Rava, but Rava says also, b'ilam om dimi manu b'chutz, if the owners are standing with us outside a house, nichna shalem, and the animal goes inside the house, whole tamim, v'yatzah chaval, and he goes out with a wound, me'idin alav. So you see, they could testify. Who's the they? So the Gemara understands now that let's say there are some owners still in the house. And if there are some owners outside, some owners inside, some of the owners can testify. So you see, Ravitch said, though, Rav doesn't hold like Rav Yossi, that none of the Bailam, none of the people involved are believed. And here it says that they are believed. So the Gemara says, no. Ema, Ko Bailam owned him. All the owners are outside. So they have no idea what happened. Velochai Shinan, but if there's anybody else inside, so then we would trust. That's what Rashi says. Banavu bnei beisa omdim imanu bachutz. They're all outside. Umer alav roe shahaya bebayis. The shepherd is inside, and he's the one that's being made. That's the case in the discussed by Rava, that if all the owners are outside, the shepherd's inside, the shepherd could testify. Ask the Gemara Yahi if that's what Rava's talking about. Maila Meimra. Then what's the Chiddush? What's the chiddush of that? The owners aren't testifying. It's a third party testifying. So what's the chiddush? So ma'u detema nechesh l'chshada. You might say that we have to be choshesh for chshad. What's chshad in this case? You might think it was a setup. Why are all the owners standing outside and waiting with you? It looks like something fishy going on. Maybe they're all here because dafka, they know they wouldn't be believed. So they had something, you know, set up, Rashi says in the bottom line, maybe they put some food behind its ear, maybe they made a hole in the house so the animal would fall down. Either way, it kind of looks a little fishy. It looks like a setup. Kamash Balan, you don't have to worry. If it's not the owners directly testifying, so then one doesn't have to worry that it was a setup and one is able to believe. Okay, period. That was the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rava. Who do we hold like? Next, the Hilcha Sukkah of Shimon Gamliel. Rav Nachman had said the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we trust anybody. V'dafka b'no, well, anybody who's Naaman. V'dafka b'no bito. Any son and daughter, we said, who's a Naaman, would be able to be trusted. Aval ishto, what does b'no bito here mean? Does it mean l'chora? It means b'no bito who do not rely on the owner for panasa. They rely on what's called samach al shulchano, so then l'chora, they would not be able to testify because they're the same bank account. But obito means gedolim, and they are separate from the owner. L'chora, that's what it means. We discussed a gra in the past about an abbreviation that was found on the side of his chumash in Parshas Brachos, about gadol shetzarech to be samach al shulchano shel aviv. Okay. Anyway, so v'davka b'no bito, sorry, he says only children, aval ishto lo, but a person's wife would not be able to be trusted, my taima, ishto kegufo dami, because ishto kegufo, the wife is like his guf, and therefore we wouldn't trust. If this is taken literally, so then what I just said might not be true. If we're saying Ishto, there was a Havamina to believe, even though Samach al Shochano, and yet she's only excluded because of Kagufo, so then maybe the earlier is not the previous line, Ben Ubas, even if Samach al Shochano, as long as they're Gedolim, they're not Kagufo, and therefore maybe they would be trusted even if they're Samach al Shochano. So either way, gotta look up the Mefarshim to see what the halacha is. Ishto Kagufo. This is not a usual, somewhat usual, usage of the principle of Ishto Kagufo. Ishto Kagufo usually comes up in Ilchus Ne'amanus. So yes, this is Ilchus Ne'amanus too. Comes up in Eidus. But this is a context where we would have expected it. There are some other usages of Ishto Kagufo by the Mefarshim and throughout Chazal where it is not such a common occurrence of the usage of the principle. One source that we have quoted is a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan, which is very surprising. Aruch HaShulchan and Hilchos Shabbos. Siman Reish Nun, I do not advise this for anybody to rely on this, and we shouldn't rely on it. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Siman Reish Nun at the end, talking about Kavod Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch discusses that a person, based on the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, should bedafka himself with his physical body and not rely on servants, but himself, he should prepare for Shabbos, and the Amorah, in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, they salted the fish, and they got everything ready. So the Gemara says that that is the covet of the person, to do it himself. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, why is it that so many great people don't do it? Shai Rabbi Magdolam Einosin Ba'atzman. V'od, the Bishas Sha'ar. So why is it that many great people don't do it? So you might say, because they're wrong, and they should do it, and they're taking advantage of their wives. For the Aruch HaShulchan, Kedako Bakodesh tries to defend Klal Yisrael. The ode to Bishas Sham, and that he has a new understanding of that Gemara against everybody else. In the Gemara there is Chashiv, Sur and Amaram that did it themselves. Masha that all the other ones didn't do it themselves. What? Maybe the Gemara is just giving examples. That's what he says. To Bishas Sham Chashiv, Misha Yosin Ba'atzman. Shma Mina, Sharabim Lo Asu Ba'atzman. Elohu Hidr Mitzvah. The Etzleinu Nishosenu Osos Umachinos Ba'atzman. Lekavet Shabbos, the Ishto Kagufo. There it is. He uses Ishto Kagufo in this context, which is very surprising, but that is the Aruch HaShulchan related to how do husbands get out of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Okay, one uses. The Gemara in Brachos also uses it in not such a common way, meaning not in terms of Ne'amanus. The Gemara there is talking about being able to say Kriya Shema, two people in the same bed. Two people in the same bed saying Kriya Shema. Remember, they might not have been wearing pajamas in those days. They might have just been under a cover. And therefore, there was erva under the cover. So the Gemara in Brachos Chav Dalet. Shnayim sheyishena b'mita achas. Mao sheyachzir, sheze yachzir panavikar Kriya Shema, v'yachzir yachzir panavikar Kriya Shema. Could they face the opposite directions and then say Kriya Shema? Ask the Gemara. Amar lei, so answer of Yehuda gives the answer. Hachi amar Shmuel, v'yafilu ishto imo. That's the lashon of Shmuel. Even if his wife is with him, what does that mean? Rashi explains sheyachzer ponav because man sheponim ponim ponim shidulei to aser. Even the wife, right, could be you could, even with a husband and wife are in bed, they could turn to the opposite direction. So maskalor of Yosef ishto v'loi boy acher adaraba ishto kagufo acher lav kagufo. Rabbi, you seem to be saying even ishto. No, ishto is the most pashut that it should be mutter. Ishto is the most pashut. Why? Because Ishto is kagufo. What does that mean in this context? Rashi says, v'ragil ba, v'leka hear her kulei hai.
Therefore he doesn't have to.
And therefore he would be able to by Ishto. Says Abaya, so it goes in the opposite direction. Isha is more kal. Shouldn't say Isha is more chamor. And then Rava says, even Isha. A person has less hear hurim because he's used to, Rashi says, used to his wife. So that's another usage of Ishto kagufo. Again, not such a common usage, but that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan and Rashi, others, but we will continue. Okay, says the Gemara, five lines from the bottom. Amli Repubba the Abaya. Repubba says to Abaya, if we put two shitos of Rabbi Meir together, it seems like we have a major problem. Which two shitos of Rabbi Meir? Le Rabbi Meir de Amar. HaChashir al Adav Rav Lo Don Rav Lo Meido. The Rabbi Meir that we just said, we've been talking about, the Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir said, if somebody's chashir on something, they can't judge it, and they can't testify about it. So if somebody's chashir on it, they can't judge it, can't be made on it. V'kamar Rabbi Meir. And then there's another sheet of Rabbi Meir that we had earlier in the Masechta. HaChashir L'davar Echad. Chashir L'chal HaTorah Kula. If somebody is chashir in one area, he's chashir in all areas. You don't say, like other Tanaim, chashid depends on specific areas. If somebody's chashid to lie, it's chashid to lie. So, if you're chashid in one area, you're chashid in all areas. And Rav Meir says, Kohanim are chashudim on Bechor. And therefore, lo dar lo meido. So, that's lo davar echad. So, Kohanim should never be able to be judges or witnesses. Bomb kash on Rav Meir. Kohanim hakanami lo daini dina. Right? It must be that Kohanim can never be used for anything. Why? Because they're chashid in one area of Bechor, and her mayor says, if you're chashin in one area, so then you're stuck. Chash lo davar echad, chash lo tarak, chash lo tarak hula. So, and v'haksiv, al piyam yiyek, al riv v'chonaga. And it says, no, that they're going to be involved in riv. Riv is a dini mamanis machlokas, and nega is a negoim. So, ask the Gemara, so how did Kohanim, your mayor, how are they ever involved in the judicial system? Right, they should be excluded based on putting his two sheetahs together. So the Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Amar da Amar Rabbi Meir. When does Rabbi Meir say that? Amar da Rabbi Meir l'chshasha. When does Rabbi Meir say that? Chashir al-adavar, al-adavar al-me'ido. We're worried about it. La'achzukinu mi'amar. What's Rabbi Meir's principle of, if you're chashid in one area, you're chashid in all areas? That's where you have proven yourself to be a chashid. You're a vadai chashid. You've already lied in a certain area. So if you've lied and you've proven yourself to be a chashid in one area, then you're a chashid in all areas. But by Bechor, do we know vadai that this Kohen is somebody who makes mumin in his animals? We don't know. We're just choshesh. All Kohenim, we're choshesh about. But unless we know vadai, that's not going to be in the category of chashid. Yes, the same word is used by Rabbi Meir in both cases, but they mean two different things. Chashid l'davar echad, chashid l'chol tarak kula, that's a vadai chashid. You're chashid vadai because of your previous behavior. In our Mishnah, chashid l'davar just means kohanim or chashudin, but not in the vadai way. Okay, so adkan, we saved Rabbi Meir. Iboi lahu. So once we're talking about Eidus on Bechor, so let's talk about what type of Eidus is accepted. So if a Chacham comes and says, I matu this Bechor, okay, that's Eidus. He did it. If two witnesses come and say, we saw a Chacham matu the Bechor, that's also two witnesses. But what about less forms of testimony? So for example, Iboi Lahu, Eid mi pi Eid, ma'al Eidus Bechor. Aid me pi aid, which we know in general does not work. So Reuven comes to court and says, Shimon told me that this is what happened. Right? Aid me pi aid. So that usually is not accepted in a court of law. So, of Yahadus, of Besdin. So what about for Aidus Bechor? Do we have any kulas for Aidus Bechor? Because is it really Aidus? Or is it just more being Megala? Megala, what is here in front of me? So Mal Aidus Isha. So Machlokas, to question about the Gersos here, who's talking, Rav Asi Asar, Rav Ashi Shari, other people say Rav Ami Asar, Rav Asi Shari. Okay, either way, two different days. Omer le Rav Asi le Rav Ashi. Rav Asi says to Rav Ashi, 1 minute. Vartana de me Menashe, didn't Rav Menashe say, Ein aid me pi aid kosher, elo le aidus ha'isha. Aid me pi aid is only kosher, aidus isha, last couple of prakim, nimesechas yevamos. That Eid Mi Pi Eid is only trusted. We only allow the kulas by Eidus Isha. So, Eidus Bechor is not included in that. So what do we say about this case? What do we say? Doesn't Rav Menashe exclude the fact that it would be helpful and ne'eman for Eidus Bechor? So Gemara says, no. To me, what Rabbi Menashe meant to say was, Elo le'edus sheha isha k'shira la bilvad. Aid me pi aid is accepted whenever a woman would be accepted. Period. So therefore, a woman would be accepted in Eidus Isha, so too, and aid me pi aid would be accepted in Eidus Isha. But a woman will also be accepted in Eidus Bechor. So too, aid me pi aid could be accepted in Eidus Bechor. Period. So that's why we saved the Rav Menashe. There could still be a machlokas here between the dais. The Sfasim, this Gemara also comes up in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Hei. The Sfasim is there. The Sfasem is there, deals with this line of the Gemara, and he says, L'chara kasha. He says, what does Rav Menashe mean? Ein bi ein is only accepted by Eidus Isha. Da'akarchach lav klolakayil. You can't say that Bei Menashe means a total large cloud without any exclusions. Why? Da'ha bi'isurin. What about bi'isurin? Ein echa neman bi'isurin. U'b'chol makom she'ed echa neman bi'isurin. Akarchach ha'me bi'ein neman. What if I have a piece of meat. I'm not sure if it's kosher or not. So Reuven comes to me and says, you know what, Shimon told me that it's kosher meat. I'm allowed to eat the meat. 88 works by Yisurin. So you see there's already one exception to Bei Menashe. So what's the Gemara bothered by? The Gemara says, oh, only Eidus Isha. So the Gemara has to re-understand the principle. No, it means any Eidus Shah Isha Ksheirala. No. Maybe there are a lot of exceptions to the rule. What all Veidechanim and Yisurin? Answers the Sfasemes, a very important Yisod. It's said by many others in other contexts, and that is, Eidechanim and Yisurin is not really Eidus. What? Somebody's giving testimony. I hereby, you know, testify that this meat is kosher. That's not testimony. It's not that you need to. Why is one good enough? Because really, Eidechem Bisurin is a it's just a ne'emanus. It's not an edus. So that's not an exception to this rule. This rule we're talking about is in context where one needs edus. So then we say whether Eid Mibi Eid is good enough. But by Eidechem Bisurin, no. Says the Sfasemes. Ach ze eino. De kvar kasua mafarshim. De hatam de ne'eman Eidechem Bisurin. Hu mishum de ein tzarech edus klal. You don't need Eidus at all there. Im kein lo mairi hacha klau. Hecha dein tzarech Eidus. Bei Menashe is not talking about a case where you don't need Eidus. De pshita. To mahani nami Eid mipi Eid. Of course Eid mipi Eid is going to work there. V'yal karchak de mairi hecha de tzarech Eidus. Kamo be Eidus isha de tzarech Eidus. Tekiva de ein davar sheba erva pachas mishnayim. Right there, it's not just Isser. It's erva davar sheba erva. So you need two there. Ela she kilu chachamim laham in Eid mipi Eid. The chamim were mekel mishum iguna. So the Chamor make all there because of Iguna. So Rabbi Lazar holds, who's talking here? The Amora holds that, Rav Ashi holds, I'm sorry, this really debate is, Bechar Gavki Tzorach Eidus, Lefichar Makshem Midatani Be Menashe. Fine, that's what he asked that, but there's no problem with the, Eidachanem and Bisurin elements. That is not really Eidus, that is just Emanus. That's an important Svasemus there in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei. Okay, we continue. One other ha'ara, and that is Rashi. When this line is quoted in Masechah Shabbos, Eid Mibi'ed is only kosher by Eidus Isha. So Rashi has a much discussed formulation there in Masechah Shabbos. Rashi says as follows, and we spend the whole rest of the shiur on this Rashi. Le Eidus Isha, lomar le Isha meis bailech. We would trust Eid Mibi'ed and other kulas for witnesses to say your husband died. Why? The akilu be rabbanan mishum iguna v'kalde mekadesh adaita drabbanan mekadesh v'yafkue rabbanan lekedushe minei. Because of kalde mekadesh, everyone who gets married does it on condition that the rabbis will agree to their marriage, and if the rabbanan want to uproot their marriage, afkinu it's called, afkinu rabbanan lekedushe minei, they could be mafkia it. So this is a huge topic from the beginning of Ksubis and Meseches Gittin and Meseches other Mesechtas. But the problem is, why does Rashi have to bring it in here? That's what the Achronim are bothered by. Eidus Isha, just say the Rabbanan allow. What do you have to find the mechanism of Kodem Akadesh? After all, like, Kodem Akadesh, Rabbanan could do that even without Eidus Isha. Is that Kodem Akadesh? They could always use it, but Eidus Isha is the motivation why they would use it here? Achronim asked on Rashi, what do you need that here? Just say Eidus Isha, Akilei Rabbanan, because they assume, as we'll see later, Daiko Mitzvah, a woman checks it out very well before she gets remarried. Either way, that's an important why Rashi brings that in here in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hei. Look in the Chasam Sofer, there on that Rashi, in Masechah Shabbos, he discusses why Rashi needs to say that. Other Rishonim don't specifically bring that in. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Rav Yemar, Achshir Eid Mipi'ed B'Bachar. Rav Yemar was Machshir Eid Mipi'ed when it comes to Bachar. Kari Yalei Mareymar, and when Mareymar heard about Rav Yemar, so Rav Yemar said, Yemar Shari Bachar, he said like very insultingly, right, oh, Yemar the Bachar Matirur. Right, he matters Bachar. He obviously wasn't happy with the Eid Mipi'ed Heter. The Hilchasa, but we paskin Eid Mipi'ed Kashir Eid this Bachar. We paskin it is Mutter. Period. Omar Rebbe Elah. So, Shas topic. A couple of Shas topics on today's daf. One of them we just had. Eid Mipi'ed is one Shas topic. Here comes another one. Amar Rebbe Elah. Lo hayu muchzakin bo shu bachar. Let's say somebody comes to town. I have no idea. I've never seen them before. And they come with their animal. They come with their animal. So I have no idea that this animal is a bachar or not. If he would bring it to the butcher shop, the butcher would say, okay, shecht it. Everything would be fine. But instead he comes to the city and says, you know what? And it has a mum on it. Animal is a mum. Uba echad v'yamar, shehu b'char, umumo imo. He says, you know what, this is my animal, it's a b'char, but don't worry, it has a mum. And it got it naturally. Ne'emun. He is believed in that case. Why? Because of the principle of, as the Gemara is about to quote, hapesha asar, hu hapesha hitir. The mouth that caused the problems in the first place brought the solution with it. And therefore, he is ne'eman. So ask the Gemara, my kamash one, what's the chiddush? Shapesha asra, apesha hiter. What's the chiddush of Rebbe Ila'a to tell us this principle? Tanina, we already know this principle from the Mishnah, Mesachas Ksubis. Ha'isha Sha'amra, a woman comes to a city, we have no idea who she is, and she says, Isha Sha'amra, Ishas Ish Ha'isi, Vigrushani. She says, I was an Ishas Ish, but by the way, I'm divorced, I'm now on the market again. Ne'emet, she's believed. She'apesa Ashura Pashita, she doesn't have to bring proof of divorce, because we wouldn't have thought she was married in the first place. So therefore, ask the Gemara, what is the chiddush of Rebbe Ila'a? Don't we already know it from a Mishnah? So he answers the Gemara, and then we'll talk about this. Mahu detema no. With the Mishnah, you would have just said as follows. Mahu detema hasamu. Over there in the Mishnah. By the case of the woman, we say there, pesha asra, pesha iter, and it's a ne'amanus. Di baya lo amra. Because she could have just kept quiet. She could have kept quiet, and therefore we would have believed her. That she was single. Aval hacha. But this guy who came to town, he has an animal bachar. So he has to go to a rabbi to get it checked out. Right? There's no ein breira. So he has to tell us that it's a bachar. So hacha delo sagya delo amra. There's no way that he's not going to say anything. To kachim bachutz lo achil. We're not choshesh that people are going to eat a karban bachutz without finding out for sure that it has a mum kavua. Say emo lo. Ha-pesh-asaru. This is not a case of Pesha-asar. Because he kind of had to tell us. Kamash Malan, the Gemara says, no, it's still believed. Because if that's the reason, Havishadi be Mumma Dinikar Vachalei. If we're really worried about him that he's a liar, he could have put an obvious mum on it. And then what does he need the Chacham for? I mean, we'll talk about that later. But he could have done that. It would have been obvious that to himself that he wouldn't be eating a carbon bachutz, and that he wouldn't be able to have to say anything. So that's why it's still a chiddush of hapeh she'asar. There's a major machlokas we've shown him. When exactly does hapeh she'asar work? If you're going to look at the summary of this, the tour in Eben Ezer quotes the machlokas, three-way machlokas we've shown him between Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rama, and himself. The tour says, in Simen Kuf, Nun Beis, in Hilchas Gittin. First, the Torah quotes. He quotes our Gemara. A woman was a Becheskas Eshazish. She comes to court, comes to the city and says, I was married, but now I'm divorced. She's Naaman. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Kasav Rabbeinu Yonah. Dafka betel kedei dibur. Only, Rabbeinu Yonah has a huge limit on a Pesha Asar. Only if she says, but I'm divorced, toh kedei dibur, of saying I was married. Avala acher kedei dibur lo mehemna. But if it's lacher kedei dibur, she's not believed, ella imkei nosenes amasla lidvareha, unless she gives an excuse. If the next day she explains that she really was divorced, but there's a reason, I didn't say grusha ani in court, because da-da-da-da. So if she gives an amasla, she gives an excuse, then we would believe her also. But Rabbeinu Yonah says, make her a din, it's got to be tokadei dibur. The Rama, as in the Yad Rama, says, no. She ain't sort of tokadei dibur. You don't need tokadei dibur, but it is still limited. Because makom tzarech shetomar kain, kodem she yistalku meyose inyan, kolzman she ta'asok bo, betokadei dibur shel dibur achram. You gotta still be involved in what's going on. It doesn't have to be mamish tokadei dibur of your first words, but it's still limited in asukin ba'oso inyan. And then the Tur himself says, I don't know what you guys are talking about. The Gemara doesn't have any limit. V'nira li she'ein tzarech lo lazeh v'lo lazeh. You don't need any limit. Kivan she'ena okeres dvareha harishonim ela mosefes alehen lomer nizgarsha. She's not taking away what she said. She's just adding on to what she said. So what's the big deal? She says I was married, right? And now she says I'm divorced. So that's not uprooting what she said. That's adding. V'kivan shelo yadanu shayse eshes ish ela apia ne'emenes. So machlokes, how wide ranging is the Svara of Hapesh She'asar Hu Hapesh She'hiter. What's the lumdus behind Hapesh She'asar Hapesh She'hiter? So this is a discussion in all of the Achronim. If you have here in Rabbi Chanan discusses it, and others discuss it. Right, in the Sefer HaChakiros. It's a fascinating Sefer called Kovetz Yesodos VaChakiros HaShalem. So it's basically every Achronish sugya. And summarizes a lot of the acronyms. Who put it together? I don't know if there's a name here. Yeah, Achikam Keshes. Tavshin Samaches. A couple years old. Anyway, so he quotes the two different svaris. Namatama Pashit. What's the Pashit Svar of Hapesh She'asar? It's basically, we believe him. Migul Dibay Shasik.
right? Since the person could have kept quiet and we would have believed them, he would have achieved his result anyway. So too, if he says it and he gets into the problem and he solves the problem, we should believe him. Right? It's based on a real ne'emanus. A real ne'emanus. If you say that's the case, it's a real ne'emanus, so then, would you limit it? Would you limit it to Tokate Dibur? If it's a ne'emanus, maybe. But what's the other side? The other side is Yesh Omrim Shu Din Chadash. She'ino Kashu L'dine Migo. It's not connected to Migos. It's really Mikivan Shehu HaOser Ne'eman Lahatir. What does that mean? The Achronim, the Rebbe Bachana gives the Mashal. Kovet Shiur Mingsubis Mem Gimel. It says, Chefesh Adam Atzmo Yatzar Shayach Lo. If a person creates something, it's Shayach to him. And if I make a chair, I can break the chair if I want to. Because I created it. Mutu Laharos Asom Yirtzabekach. Meaning, we have no idea if he's telling the truth, but we give him what's called koach ha-taina. We give him you the chiddush ha-Torah, that you have this power, you created this situation, so you can't get rid of the situation. So again, you have to know exactly which way it would cut in terms of the Tokhtei Dibur, but those are the two understandings of Pascha Asar Hu HaPascha Hiter. This is, if you remember, one of the two svaras in Shas, where the Gemara says by them, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a svara. Ksubis Chavbeis, Pesha Asu Pesha Hiter, and then Baba Kama, Mem Vav or so, where the Gemara says it by Hamotzi Mechaver Lov Araya. Those are the two places where the Gemara says, Lomali Kras Svaru! And the Gemara says, you're right, you don't need a Pazik, so the Pazik is teaching me something else. Those are the two Svaris that are on the level of Da'araisa. Right? This is Pesha Asu Pesha Hiter, maybe we'll talk more about that at the end, if we have any more time to get into other Svaris of the Gemara. Anyway, let's continue though now. So the Gemara just said, that Pesha is a Beshahit, there's a Maskev law, Mar Baravashi. Mar Baravashi, yes, 1 second, Maishna, what's the difference from the following case? A person lent his friend a donkey. Rented out as a donkey to his friend. The Amalei, he gives him specific instructions. Lo tezo b'urcha the narpakod. Do not go on the narpakod road. De'ika maya. There's always water there, and, you know, it's dangerous for my cat, my donkey. Zo b'urcha the narsh. Go on the other road of the narsh. De'ika maya. There's no water there. And what happened? The person, the renter, takes the animal on the road that he was not supposed to take the animal, to Narpakod. And the donkey dies on the road. And he comes and tells the owner, instead of just saying, oh, the animal died, and the owner would have no idea where it died, he says, he admits, I went on the forbidden path. I went on the forbidden path. There was no water. So what's the halacha in that case? Another case where he didn't have to say anything. Machlokas. V'yama Rava, malo l'shaker. Malo l'shaker is the principle which means he didn't have to, what did he have to, why did he have to lie? He didn't have to say anything. He could have just said, I went on the proper path, the animal died. So he could have had that one little lie. The fact that he says the worst taina, what's called the migo in general, he says the worst taina, so we should believe him. That's Rava. V'yomer Abaya, but we paskin like Abaya. What does Abaya say? Malo l'shaker b'makam edim lo amrinon. If you have a reason to believe the person, called a malo l'shaker, but on the other side you have edus. Here, what's the edus? There's always water on that road. There's always water on that road, so you don't. The malo l'shaker doesn't win, so you don't believe him. So ask the Gemara. So why is that different than our case? That many people are chashed to put mumen in their animals, right? That's what how Rashi explains. But makam edim to anan sadi to call shaita ikamaya va'achanami kiva to anan sadi to kohanim chashud in ala mumim lo nema mali l'shaker. This should be like makam edim. So it seems like we're talking about a kohen here, right? Even though the story didn't specify, but maybe this Ahu Gavra was a kohen. So mali l'shaker makam edim lo. And I'm sorry, not Ahu Gavra. That's that case of Bechor. But comparing it to our case of kahuna. So the Gemara says, 1 second, hachi asha, wait a minute. Ha sam vada ikamaya. Over there, you know there's water there. So that's migum bakam edim. Ha sam vada shadi be muma. You know for sure that he's going to throw in a mum, right? In the case of Rabbi Law, you know that case, we don't know he's a bechor, we don't know. It's a chshash, chshashu. Ubakam shashar, mina malo l'shaker. Meaning, this is not a case of malo l'shaker, makam edim. So therefore, it is okay. Period. Just finishing up two more lines. Yosef Ravina v'kamer l'shmaitza b'logaver. Ravina said their original statement not in the name of Rabbi Law. He just said it as a statement. If we're not muchzak about an animal, and the animal comes, and Amar le'Rava zute l'Ravina, anonymous shayder Rabbi Law masnin law. Well, you heard that anonymously. We heard that in the name of Rabbi Elah. Period. The Ritva discusses. Well, let's just go back for a second. So, what is the Gemara's maskana? Rabbi Maskana is that when this case is not one of Edus. Right, and therefore we would believe the Ma'al Shaka according to everybody. Ma'al Shaka would win out. The case under discussion is a machlokes. Ma'al Shaka makam edim. But on the other extreme, the Ritva says in Ksubis, there is a case that even Rava would agree that you would not be believed. The edim would agree. That's real edim. Even here, it's not real edus, that there's always water there. Say there's always water there. It's not like there are edim that testify there was water there. So says the Ritva, Ksubis Chav Zayin. To call Hechadavi Migu b'makam Edim Mamish Afilu Rabba Mode Ein Adam Nevan Mishim Migu b'makam Edim Avolach Alohayu Edim Mamish Kenegdan Elashala Rov Shrichim Taman Maya V'kivan Dechein Savar Abaya Dehavis Beedim V'Rabba Savar Kivan Dezimnim Delaka Maya Avagam Demiyuta Hu Shabar Adina B'migu. So really, if you put it together, there are three types of cases. There are cases that everybody would for sure agree that the Migu does not work. The Ma'al Shaka does not be the Edom. That's where if they're a real Edom. That's what the Ritva's quote. There's a case where everybody would agree that it would work, and that is our case. Our case, it would work, because it's just a chshash. And then there's the case of Machlokas, like the case of the water on Narpakod and Danarsh. So the three types of cases that are discussed in the Gemara. Vayter. Rabbi Tzadok, Havi Lebuch, Rabbi Tzadok, one side of Bechor, Rami Le Sa'ari, Besali Nasre. So, Reb Tzadok, who was a Kohen, he put some barley stalks in a basket to get to his animal. Kaili Aruva, Arava Kalufa. It's quite about the gear. So either way, it was a basket that had some sharp edges. Some of the branches that they used to make the basket had some sharp edges. So, Bahari Tzadok, Ivza Sifse. As the Bukhar was eating, it cut its lip. So the Shaila is, okay, why do you give him food in this basket? Maybe we should be choshed him that he did this on purpose. So, Asa Lakam Derb Yeshua. Omar lay klum chilaknu bin chaver la ma'aretz. Rabbi Tzadok comes in front of Rabbi Yeshua and he asks him, "Is there any difference in chshad between an am ma'aretz and a tamal chacham? Meaning, I didn't do this on purpose, but are there any differences? Therefore, you could say I'm not a chashid, and therefore you could matter my animal." Omar lay Rabbi Yeshua, "Hey, sure. The chshad is only by an am ma'aretz. It's not by a tamal chacham." Also the comment Rabbi Gamliel, but then for some reason he didn't accept that psak totally. Maybe he just wanted to make sure of it. He goes to Rabbi Gamliel, Amar le chilak le bechaver la maaretz. Amar le Rabbi Gamliel, no, there's no chilak. Amar le v'harbi Yeshua, Amar le hein. Rabbi Yeshua told me there is a chilak. Amar la, this is another one of those Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua gemaris. Hamtein atche yalu bali trees in the base of medrash. Wait till the base of medrash gets full, and therefore we'll have a vote. The Bali Tracen, I think last time we mentioned this, this Gemara comes up in Brachas Chav Zayin, that's the most famous Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel. Why are they called the Bali Tracen? The shield, right? They're shield bearers. You could just say the ones who, for the sword bearers. Why Dafka a tris is a shield? So Rav Kook, in his commentary, Ein Aya, over there in Brachas, says beautifully, because when you're fighting a Melchamta Shel Torah, the point isn't to attack the other person. The point is to try to get to the MS by protecting your own Shita. And then, eventually, you have to keep protecting it, or you'll have to give in and say you're wrong. But the point isn't to attack the other Shita. That's what they're called, the Bali Tracen. That's the Elu Ve'elu. That's the Mechamta Shel Torah. You're not out just to get the other guy. So, let's wait till the Bali Tracen come. So, Kiva Shinekos of the Beis HaMedrash. Once everybody came in, Amar Ashol V'Shol. Somebody stood up. Right? There are more rights in Yoredei, in Reish Mavav, that you stand up when you ask a Shaila in the Beis HaMedrash. Amar Ashol V'Shol. Klum Chilak Lim Echavar La'maretz. What, is there any distinction? Amar Le Rabbi Yeshua Lav. Yeshua says no. Well, all of a sudden he changes his mind. He changes his mind, and that's what we hope. There's no difference. But he changes his mind. I heard otherwise, Rabbi Yeshua. I heard that you had said there is a chilek. Yeshua, amod araglacha, stand up, Yeshua. Right, this is one of the stories that led to Rabbi Gamliel's removal from the position. His takif nature. Stand up, Yeshua, and be made about yourself. Amr Yeshua Ragla Vyamar, Yeshua says, what could I do? Hech Esa, Imali Ani Chaibahu Meis, if I was still alive, and Rabbi Tzadok was dead, Yochala Chai Lachash is a Meis, I could make up a story. Achshasha Ani Chaibahu Chai, Hecha Yochala Lachash is a Chai, nothing I could say. Right? He was Choser, Bo Rashi explains. Or maybe he was just doing it, Lekavir Gamliel, he knew he didn't want to get into a fight. And the rest of Shir, Rabbi Gamliel gave the drushes. Rabbi Yeshua omed al raglav. And he made Rabbi Yeshua stand up the whole Shir. Ad sherinenu kala'am, until everybody got very upset. V'amru, and they told l'chutz b'sam etergamon. Amod, v'amad, until they told the etergamon, basically the microphone, of Rabbi Gamliel, stop already! Stop enough, it's enough already! They felt so bad for Rabbi Yeshua, and they couldn't take it anymore, so they had to ask him to stop. Period. Chutzpis hametergamon, bottom tosfos, me asara haruge malchus. Three words. Tosfos notes, he was one of the asara haruge malchus. Chutzpis comes up in one other place in Shas. The same story appears two other times in Shas, but it's the same story. And that is Acher. What made Acher go off the derech? So the Gemara says in Meseches Kiddushin, on Daf, Lamed tes amid beis the acher mayhu ikad amri ki agam nachaza. Some say what drove Acher off the derech? He saw like this story. What was the story? A father asked a kid to go get him an apple from the tree. Go bring him the eggs from the tree. Shiloh hakan. The kid falls off the tree. What we had at the end of Chulin also, right? And so what happened? He saw the mitzvah, the two mitzvahs of Arichas Yamim, Shiloh HaKan and Kibbut HaVein. The kid died, it drove him away. Or, the Ikat Amri, Lishna the Chutzpis HaMaturgaman Chaza. He saw the tongue of Chutzpis HaMaturgaman, Tavi Gorulei Davar Acha, that a pig was walking around with it, Rachmana Litzlan. Omar, Peshivik Margolius, Yilchach Ofer, Nafak Chata. He couldn't take it anymore, and he left. That's the another little verse, a little different version of that in Chulin Kufman Beis, but that is that's Chutzpis. Again, he was one of the Asara Haruge Malchus, not such a famous one, so I just wanted to mention his story for a minute. Right, the Medrash says that he was 130 years old when he went out to be killed. V'domo l'malach Hashem Tzavakos. Bo v'igidu l'malach Hazyafyo v'esevato. They told the king, v'amru lo, and the advisors of the king said, have Rachmanis on him. Bechayecha Adoni Terachem Alazakin Azeh. And the Kaiser says to Rabbi Chutzpis, how old are you? I'm 130, except for one day. Levadim Yom Echad. I want to live one more day to my 130th or 131st birthday. Amalia Kesar. Malacha Shetomas Ayam Olamacha. What's the difference? You're going to die today or tomorrow. Amalo Kadesha Akayim Och Te Mitzvahs. I want to do two more mitzvahs. Which two mitzvahs do you want to do? Kriyashma tonight, Kriyashma tomorrow morning. Just keep me alive for one more day so I could do that. Lahamlich alayet shem hagadol hanora hamyuchad. Amalia Kesar. Your God can't save you enough already. My forefathers destroyed you, the Beis HaMikdash. They threw the bodies all over the place. And you're still relying on God. You're still relying on God. What, you think he's going to do like he did to Paro and Sisera? So he says, when Rabbi Chutzpis heard this terrible chilu, bacha bechi gadol, va'achaz b'vigada va'yikra emal giduf Hashem yisbarach. He tore kriya, because of the giduf, the blasphemy that he just heard. V'yamala Kesar, he says, woe to you, Kesar. Oylecha Kesar, matas el yom achrod, kishe yifkar Hashem yisbarach al romi v'al alokeichem. When God takes care of Rome, you know, woe to you. Amar HaMelech, the Melech says, what am I fighting with this guy for? Just go kill him. That's what they did, and they v'yiskalu v'taluhu v'az b'usar v'chachamav v'chol parav l'kavro. They still felt bad ki chamlo al sevaso, and they gave him to the Jews to bury. So at least he was nikbar behesped gadlov a kaved ma'od. That's Rabbi Chutzpis, who we have here, who is the mitargim of Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, says the Mishnah. A kohen is believed to say, I showed this bechar to such and such a rabbi. Or, he just says, I'm believed to say that I showed this to a rabbi, and he matured it, and it's a balmum. Fine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Neeman, HaKohen. Rashi adds in, as long as there are aid in that he didn't do it. Okay, the Rosh does not say that. But either way, he's mad that a rabbi said it. Neeman, HaKohen, Lomar, Bechar, Zed, Nasan, Li, Yisrael, Bemumo. Rav says another different, a little different. A Kohen is believed to say, a Yisrael gave me this animal already mummed. Already blemished. My time, why is he believed? Call Milsa Davida Ligluye Lomashakri Beinshi. Another Shas topic. We're full of them today. Right? Anything that will become revealed in the future, so a person's not gonna lie about, because they know that you're gonna check it out. Right? This is also the basis for Adis Isha. Adam won't come and say your husband died if they know the husband could walk in tomorrow. So that's why Lomashakri Beinshi. Samar Avashi Avanana Metanina. Isn't that what our Mishnah is based on? Namanakoin Lomar Haresi Bukharzel Bamumu. My time, Allah Mishnah Darina, call Mazabidugli Lomashakri Beinshi. Isn't our Mishnah based on the same reason? It's going to say no. Maybe there's a difference between a Kohen saying, I got this from a Yisrael already blemished, versus I showed this to a Kohen. I showed this to a Chacham and he matched it. Why? Hasam hu tekachem b'chutz lo'achil. Over there, a Kohen is not chashid to eat kachem b'chutz. And therefore, when he says, I showed it, then he allowed it to be a mum kavua, so we'll believe him. Because we don't think he's gonna bring it to a shochet if it doesn't have a mum kavua. Aval hacha, but here we know there's a vadai mum in it. The question is, did he do it? Did he get it from the Yisrael? So kivin de chashidi chashidi, so he's chashid to do it. Period. Okay, so maybe the Mishnah's not a raya. Masav Rav Shizvi, but let's ask on the principle of Milsa Avidil Gluye. Ha'omer l'misha, I apologize, we won't be able to do this, Karaui, but there's a lot more. You look at the Rambam, the last Rambam in Ilchas Gerushin. It's an important Rambam about this principle. Says the Rav Shizvi, Ha'omer l'misha ino ne'eman, Mishnah into mine. If I go tell somebody who's not ne'eman alamaiser, Kachli mishu ne'eman, can you go buy me some vegetables or buy me some fruit from somebody who is ne'eman? Omer mishu meiser, make sure you buy from a good, trustworthy individual. Eino ne'eman, the shliach is not believed that he did it, bought it from a ne'eman individual. Amai, why not? Ne'eman kol milsa davi yidlu yilo mashakri b'inshi. Say that, what do you mean? You could go find out who he bought it from. Answer, no. Shiny hasam, disle lishtamute. No, there's a way for him to get out of it. Why? Because he could say, oh, I thought this guy was ne'eman. Maybe he's not ne'eman to you, but he's ne'eman to me. So he could get out of it with an excuse. The Gemara says, "Safe avad misayelate." The next line of the Mishnah, though, is definitely a proof to this principle. Why? Because it says, "Meish ploni areis aneman." It says, "If I ask you to buy it from so and so, and then you come back and say I bought it from so and so, then you for sure believe." Because then I'm specifically, you're worried that I'm going to go ask him. So the Gemara says, "No." Also, that case is no raya hasam kivin de islay tovea mirtas. If you specifically ask me to go buy from this guy, then you obviously are machbid. So that's where we could assume that he went to the specific individual. But who says that if the Kohen says, "You know what? I bought it from so and so Yisrael," the Kohen doesn't think that you're going to go search after him. You know the thing, you didn't specify anything. So therefore, maybe he'll lie there, even though he won't lie here. Period. Amar of Yirmiyah bar Abba. It's a good shiloh, the machlokas here, between the Rambam and the Rush, whether the, by Bechor, does he have to say, I bought it from a specific Yisrael, a specific rabbi matred it, so that's a discussion in the Rishonim here, how specific you have to be by Bechor. It could be by Bechor, you don't have to be as specific, the Beis Yosef suggests, because this is an issue drabanan. Edus drabanan, not edus daraisa. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba mino le Yehuda ha. How did Rabbi Yehuda know this? That he said before that a Kohen is believed to say, a Yisrael gave this to me. Ano begidul kavate. I said this begidul. What's begidul? I told a different great rabbi this. Begidul kava b'didei. And Gidul told him. V'hachi amar le. But this is what I taught him. A little different. Ne'eman Yisrael lomar b'char zeh nasati l'kohen b'mumo. The Yisrael's believed to say, I gave this to a Kohen already had a mum. Not that the Kohen's believe that the Yisrael gave it to me with a mum. The Yisrael's believed. So when it says Yisrael pshita, Yisrael's always believed. Yisrael's not chashed on making mumin. So when it says no, lo tsarek b'katan v'higdil. No, the issue is katan v'higdil. What is that? Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Gershom. Rashi says it means, no, he's believed even if he gave the animal when the animal was very young. And now the animal's old. You might think that he's not going to recognize the animal. Kamashbal, and you believe him. Rabbi Nargershim says, no, it means he was a katan when he gave the animal, the person. And then he was in Skadel. See, he's believed about something that he saw when he was a katan. So, because of the Higdal, Ma, the Tema Lokimla, you might think he's not going to remember because the animal was smaller. He was young. Kamashbalan, period. So we have two versions, Yisrael or a Kohen. Besura Masu Kalishna Basra, but Pumbadisa Kalishna Kama, the Hilchaza Afilu Kalishna Kama, even the Kohen's believed. Period. Story. Rafram b'pumbadisa havile buchra. Rafram had a bachar v'yavile l'koin below mumma, and he gave it to a kohen without a mum. Azal shadim mumma. This person put a mum into it. Yomachad cholish be'enei. One day Rafram had he had pain in his eyes. I see all the comments. The guy hears that Rafram can't really open his eyes, so he's going to bring it to Rafram. This guy who Rafram gave the animal to is going to bring it back to Rafram and say, "Oh, can you check this out?" Amalei b'chor zeh nasati nasan li Yisrael b'mumo. Some Yisrael gave this to me with a mum. Ar fasine leene. Rafram lifts up his eyes as much as he can and realizes that this guy's a liar. Chazi b'shikra. He sees that this guy's a liar. Amalei lava nadi avite lecha. I think I gave it to you. And I gave it to you without a mum. So you're a liar. But v'afilo haki lo chash lo milsa. Rav from though did not knock out this whole ne'emanus that a person would believe to say this. Why? Hayu dechasef. This guy is a mechutzef, obviously, because he even comes to the guy who gave it to him. So you can't. This is not the rule. This is an exception. Kuliyam lo chasifi. Most people wouldn't do such a thing. Period. Hahu sarua. Another story. Sarua is a case where the animal has two limbs, one larger than the other one. An eye bigger than the other one, an arm bigger than the other one. So who sarua das lakamidu Ravashi? Yes, sarua came in front of Ravashi. Amar. So, and they asked Ravashi, could you please tell us that this is a mum? So Amar, Ravashi is l'may nechashle. Of course it's okay. What are we worried about? Ikoenu Yisraelu. Hari b'char mumo imo. You couldn't have put this mum onto the animal. Right? It was born with it. So what are you worried about? So Amar le Ravina Ravashi, 1 second, Medilmi Yisraelu. But maybe the person asking you is a Yisrael, the Amar of Yehuda, and the din is, in Rohan Bechor Yisrael, Elam Kain Koin Imo. You're not allowed to see the movement of a Bechor's animal unless there's a Koin there. Why? Because we're worried that a Yisrael is going to eat it. The Yisrael doesn't care about stealing from a Koin. He only cares about stealing from Hashem. So once he gets a Mum Kavua, he'll eat it himself. So why aren't we worried about that? So Amar says, Amar Lehachi Asha, wait a minute. Hasam, in general, nihi de kachim bachutz lo achil amamoni de koin chashid. Usually, we're worried that he's worried about mumin, so I'll come to ask the shayla, but he's chashid about stealing the money of a koin. That's why we have this din of Rabbi Yehuda. Hacha, but what about this case? Michti, let's see. Yodadai mum muvaku. This guy knows that's obviously a mum muvak. So my right, he has a one bigger eye. My time is your kamayar bonnet. So why do you come even ask me? You don't have to ask me. Bishum kvod of the chacham. It must be he's coming because he has covet for me. So al kvod of the chacham, lo avar, ah, isura avar. Obviously, this guy's a neman. So of course I'm going to believe him. So it's kind of the opposite of the Rafram case. The Rafram case is like, that's an exception to the rule. He's a mechutzef. Here, it's an exception to the rule the other way. He is a neman. Period. Says the Mishnah, hakol neemanim al mume meiser. Everybody's believed. Al mume meiser, right? To say that they me'ela, they happened by themselves. Rashi says we're talking about a case of suffic meiser. Why does Rashi say that? Good question. Not for now, but that's what Rashi says. My time. But why is a person believed to say that a mum got onto his animal? The boy shadi be mume meikara, because he could have put the mume on originally. He could have blemished the animal before he put it through the gate. So the Gemara says. One second, how does he know which one is going to end up going through the gate? And if it's because he's going to make sure that number 10 is this one, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed, you just got to let them all go in and see which one that comes in. So Ella, this is what the Gemara means. He could have given all of them mumin. And then he would have made them all into a baal mum, so therefore he's believed to say that the mum came by itself. Let's just do the Mishnah. If there's an obvious mum on an animal, he's blinded, he has a broken arm, leg. You can just have three stomp people. They don't need to be chachamim. Any three people can testify because you don't need them. Rav Yosi, Amar Filu Yish Pasham Chav Gimel. Even if you have the bezin of Chav Gimel, Eino Nishchad El Alpi Mumche. No, you need a mumche. Even if you have 23 batik or Anche Knesses, still you only do it with a mumche. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Go to the bris, and Bez Hashem, we will continue.